Of course, all were really shocked at the assassination of Kennedy, and we all, or at least Sandra and I, took that real, real hard. It's really hard to even talk about it at this point. It's so sort of irrational. But we don't see, I don't see, much in the future. Kennedy, as far as I was concerned, was doing an excellent job, had excellent ideas, and I don't see who we're going to find to replace him. I don't know enough about Johnson, but everything I've ever thought about him was that he wouldn't make a good president. Yep. The declaration of the day of mourning I read was very well put, very well worded, and I think I liked it. There are certainly a lot of ramifications to the death of Kennedy, who was killed by a guy who wanted to be a Russian, who liked Cuba, and all this sort of thing. I think it's going to make a big trend in the other direction of the national opinion, so that Birchists may get a big boost now. It's sort of too bad that General Walker didn't shoot Kennedy if he had to be shot at all. Seemed like a really peculiar time to have assassinated Kennedy, because we had just reached a certain point of stability, I think, in that the international treaty over the bomb had been signed, and this sort of thing. It just seemed like the screwiest moment possible for some guy to take his vengeance out on Kennedy. I sure hope this guy Oswald really is guilty, because if he's not, he's been subjected to a whole mess of injustice, and it just could go really bad psychologically. I don't know. I had a look at the Times this morning, and the paper said that they were pretty sure it was him, but all the evidence they cited pointed in that direction, but was certainly far from being conclusive, so I don't know what we're going to get out of it. Texas is a funny state, too. If you notice the laws saying that oral statements could not be taken as evidence, they had to be written and signed. I imagine there will be the passing of a law concerning the murder of presidents, since there's so much problem with these state laws in Texas, if there is a problem there. Sounds like there might be. But we're all going to miss the dynamic push of Kennedy and the Alliance for Progress and his knowledge and understanding of Latin America, and in the Peace Corps, and in the civil rights areas. And this is the things that I feel he's done most for, and he's been most worthwhile in.
Right.
With what I know now, I'm a little bit afraid that the elections next year will find Barry Goldwater facing Lyndon Johnson. And if Lyndon doesn't, if I don't change my mind about Lyndon, it's going to be a pretty sick election, as far as I'm concerned. Probably to be decided on the basis of the quality of the vice presidential candidate.